it's easy. It can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hi guys, and welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. It's been a while, right? So every now and then I gotta take the time and quickly introduce myself. So for those who don't know me, I'm just Brianna, financial advisor, financial literacy advocate, and I'm also your host here on Easy by Just Brianna, the financial literacy and motivational podcast. My background is in accounting. I dibble and dabble in graphic designing with logo and web development. And I'm also the owner of High Class Peach, soon to be LLC. So now that we're a little familiar with me, I have to take the time and truly welcome you guys back to the podcast. Welcome back, y'all. We took a slightly long break, and I have a whole episode that's dedicated to that following this. But your girl JB is back, and she is ready to give y'all them gems that y'all also love to hear. So on today's episode, you guys, I'm going to give you four simple steps on improving your self-discipline. Now, I know you may be thinking, what does this have to do with financial literacy? Well, here on EBJB, I like to cover all aspects of financial freedom. And we all know in order to obtain financial freedom, which financial freedom is to you, we need self-discipline. And gaining self-discipline can be hard for most people when it comes to obtaining our financial goals. So if that's you, I got you covered with four simple habits to help you improve your self-discipline so we can hit the financial goals that we set out to achieve. So let's get started with number one, and that's creating daily to-do lists. Unfortunately, sometimes the reasons we don't take action on our finances or just in life general is because we procrastinate. We tell ourselves we'll do it later, or we might have fear of doing it because it might be too hard and we tend to put it off. Or we just forget. So creating daily to-do lists at the beginning of your day helps reduce that procrastination. And even seeing it written out might give you that push to say, hey, I'm really going to get this done today. Like, I'm not BSing around. I'm going to get this done. Now, another way we can improve our self-discipline is putting our goals and our why in plain sight. That's right. Go ahead and post it up where you can see it. If you're trying to save money, write that amount down and put it on your bathroom mirror. If you're trying to pay towards debt, put it in your reminders on your phone so that you're constantly getting a reminder to pay towards it. Because I know you're constantly on your phone. So take your why. And what I mean by your why is why you want to do something or why you want to hit a goal. And make it the background of your computer. What I'm saying is put your goals somewhere that you can see them every single day. This helps you give a reminder to yourself of what you're working towards all the time. You're never going to forget it if you see it on your phone, if you see it on your computer, if you see it on your bathroom mirror, because these are things that you look at and do and deal with every single day. Don't let your financial goals slip away because of your memory, guys. So we're going to go right into number three. And number three is setting small goals first and focusing on them. At times we create these big, exciting, huge goals, right? And we're so excited about them and we start to work towards them. And because they're so big and they take a while and the time consuming to get done, you get discouraged. And sometimes you get unmotivated and you tend to fall off of what you're trying to do when it comes to improving your finances. So set those small goals first and get those quick wins, because those quick wins naturally are going to get you excited. And naturally, they're going to get you motivated, and it's going to keep you moving towards your bigger goals. Lastly, is understanding your weaknesses, guys. Uncover what are the things that cause you to fall off. And what are some of the things that you do that are counterproductive to you achieving your financial goals? Now, are you probably assuming Once you are able to identify these things, you are able to create a plan to counter them. So now the next time that you feel like you're going down the wrong path, you know some of the things to do to stop yourself before creating any damage. Discover your weaknesses and constantly assess so that you are making progress when you're working towards your goals, guys. So that's my four simple things that I have to improve your self-discipline. I hope you guys are not just ready to just work on yourself, but also feel motivated to go ahead and hit those financial goals after listening to tonight's episode. As always, you guys, thank you for listening. God bless. Tune in on Sunday because I have a bonus episode with you guys. And I'm going to be doing a catch up with me. And we're going to be talking about why I took basically a 5 to 6 month leave from the podcast. And we're going to be talking about how we're going to be moving forward and all the other things that's going to be going on with Just Brianna LLC. And as I brought up before, High Class Peach, which is soon to be an LLC as well. So I am in Dallas, Texas. I will be talking about that as well. I can't wait to tell you guys how much Dallas has been good to me. I absolutely love Texas, even though we had a snowstorm and it knocked our power out for a week and it was a complete nightmare. So other than that, I absolutely love Texas. I do get a little bit of homesick. I'm from Philadelphia, for those who don't know. And I've been out here since October. So tune in on Sunday and catch up with me. As always, God bless.